Everything you need
for a brand new day.
Cliffo and Kate for breakfast.
Kate's still out with appendicitis, so Kyle Felt from the North Queensland Toyota Cowboys co-hosting the Cliffo and Kate podcast. Today, we talk a hedge trimming hack from Queensland, one that I could see Felty doing sometime soon. Maybe he's into his lawn porn. He's into his lawn porn. Plus, we catch up with Renee from the Townsville Game Fishing Club, talk the Ladies' Day fishing comp that just wrapped over the weekend. It's coming up on the Cliffo and Kate podcast.
It's underway.
The appendicitis and Felty out from playing rugby league at the moment with a sore ankle. We thought, well, appendicitis, you sort of got to stay home for bed rest. Ankles, not so much, because he's not running around on a footy field. He's just sitting down opposite me. Kyle Felt, thanks for filling in, mate. Morning.
No worries. Thank you for having me. Not running around, but I'd probably be running back and forth to the coffee machine. That's about it.
Yeah, that's what we do. That's what we do here. How was the weekend, mate? It must have been hard to sit back with the ankle iced up and watch the guys get the first win in five games and Magic Round, no less, as well.
Yeah, I think... I think sitting at home, obviously watching the boys win was the hardest part, but it's always good to see the boys win, and they did play pretty good footy at times, which was great to see. And I got a little bit nervous and a little bit sweaty palm towards the back end when Tommy Dearden got sent off right at the end. So, I thought the Rabbits might have come back and got us, but we held on really good.
They don't muck around with the send-offs these days, do they? Like, I remember 10 years ago, a rugby league fan, if there was a send-off, it was a really big deal. Every second game, there seems to be a send-off these days. Yeah. Which, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing. That's not a judgment thing. I'm sure it's for your safety. But, yeah, they're pretty quick on the whistle.
Yeah, some of them are very quick. Like, I think the Tigers game last night was two send-offs. We had two send-offs, I think, or one send-off in our game, and then... I think all up over the weekend, there was about six send-offs all up. So it's a bit, crazy.
It used to be the bad boys that got the send-offs as well too. Now it's
all the front rolls. Now it's halfbacks getting sent off.
What have you done to the ankle?
Nothing like overly too bad, but yeah, I just tore a little bit of stuff in the front of it. The physio staff wanted to just really look after me. So I tried to play this week, but unfortunately I couldn't change direction too well. So going in, leading into a short turnaround this weekend. So I want to try and get as much recovery as I can.
Right. Is there talk of when you might be returning yet, or still early days?
We're aiming for this week, this Friday night against Tigers. So
back at home this
Friday. Got training today, and hopefully I can get through the session and then do the main session tomorrow.
Yeah. Hang about in a sec. I want to have a talk to you about super coach Wayne Bennett. For those who haven't heard, he sort of alluded to it across the weekend. And I think it's going to be confirmed today. It's the worst kept secret in rugby league. He's going to be going to the Rabbitohs, which is going to take him up to his late 70s. And then he's already talking about heading off to the new PNG team, which would be into his 80s. So he's been around for a while, old Bennett, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's been around for a long time, longer than I've been alive, I think. So
as long as Kate's been around, I think, Wayne Bennett. Like Kyle Felt from the North Queensland Toyota Cowboys. How is the lawn this morning, today, mate, at the moment? I haven't seen a picture on Instagram
Mine,
in a while.
It's a little bit long, obviously. I can't walk too well. I can walk, but I'm not. Don't want to really risk my ankle hurting it. So
you've had to skip it for a week, haven't you?
Skip it. Yeah, I've left it for 2 weeks now, so it's getting a little bit long. Yeah, I know.
That's unruly for you.
It's like getting a haircut. You know, you feel a little bit, a little bit fizzled, fraddled. So
need a new fade on the lawn, mate. I ask because I want to bring this story to you: a Queensland man's creative method for trimming a tall hedge in his front garden has gone viral. Now, in a four-minute video posted to TikTok by his daughter, the unnamed man, it is a Queensland man, like I said. I don't know where it is. It doesn't state that in the story, but I hope it's in Townsville. The man is seen trimming the top of a hedge with a lawnmower attached to a crane. I have given you the photo of this. Can you describe what you are looking at?
Well, it looks like a blue Victor mower, for starters.
Just looks like the 500 job from Bunnings, doesn't it? Just like a cheap Bunnings Victor.
Yeah, attached to like an Isuzu truck with a little crane on the back. It's sitting on top of a hedge.
So their driveway, Felty, is kind of curved, if you watch the video. So old mate's driving the truck sort of around the curve, and he's obviously got it down to a fine art. Because as he does it, the mower holds pretty still and it mows literally along the top of the hedge. The internet is divided whether or not this is just absolutely genius or whether it's the stupidest thing they've seen on the internet all year.
Oh, I'm going to go with the stupidest thing. Well, I just know for a fact, as any time you lift up a mower, it's not good news. So, especially if it's running too. So, and
yeah,
I know the father-in-law. He's a workplace health and safety officer, and I think he would have a coronary looking at this photo.
You don't think that'd pass?
I don't think so.
This is not the first time a gardener has showcased the novel use for a lawnmower. Earlier this month, Felty, a Sydney gardener by the name of Nathan Stafford. He demonstrated how he compresses an enormous pile of trimmings into an overflowing green bin. So he's got one of those wide green bins, and when the trimmings are poking out the top, same thing, he lifts the mower up and pushes it down like a compactor while it's running into the green bin.
That'll do me. Like, do these people have like a death wish or something? Or an injury wish list or
Let's
something
just
like?
Leave the turned on mowers on the ground,
how do
guys.
You go to the ER. How do you explain? How do you cut your hand off? Oh, I lifted my mower up.
Compacting the green bin, of course. Stupid doctor.
Trimming me hedges, mate. Trimming me mower.
Triple M's pressure test. 10 questions, 60 seconds, and a grand in the hand.
This is the part of the pod where we give you a free answer for tomorrow's pressure test, Tuesday, May the 21st. Here we go. Which religious leader is also known as the Bishop of Rome? That would be the Pontiff. The Pope. The Pope is also known as the Bishop of Rome. So, the Pope, your free answer. There's my papers. For tomorrow's pressure test on Triple M.
Reporting live. This is Lambo Live.
The only weekend where it's possible for Kate to do less than she already does is a weekend post major abdominal surgery.
Yeah.
I mean, we're quiet all the time. Kate and I, we live the typical suburban Townsville life.
I think she's probably been watching Bridgerton all weekend on the couch.
She has.
Yeah.
Well, I went around and gave her some flowers on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
And that's exactly what she was watching. She had to pause Bridgerton on Netflix to let me in the house.
How dare you? How dare you drop that?
You've been busy though, Beck Lambert, our 24-year-old show producer. You really are the heart and soul of the show when it comes to getting out and about around North Queensland.
I've had an incredibly busy weekend, especially Friday. So Friday I had all the show stuff, obviously, and then I had a dinner with the army, and straight after that I went from there to the Wolf Brothers at the Dalrymple Hotel.
I get tired just hearing your schedule. I really do.
So it was a very, very busy afternoon, and I've rocked up at the Dalrymple Hotel, and Kate's husband, Matt, he obviously general manages there, and he's gone, "Beck, I've organised a meet and greet for you." So I was like, okay.
With the Wolf Brothers,
Nick and Tom. So
country music superstars.
Yeah, and this is like coming towards, they're about to go on stage. So Matt's like, "Beck, let's go." And he's rushing me out the back. We're basically running. And I was just like, okay, I need to try and think of something to say to these guys right now. And we've walked around the back and he's just shoved me straight into this little out the back room, and the whole band is in there. And I'm just standing there with my drink in one hand and my phone in the other. And I was like, "Hi guys, this is Lambo Live. I'm here to do an interview."
Listen.
Yeah.
So, look, I have a brother. I love spending time with him, but he gets really bloody annoying. How do you guys spend so much time together and not hate it?
No, we don't. We actually get on pretty well. We have obviously have a few blow-ups here and there, but it's usually pretty quickly resolved. And then what it's developed into now is it's who can remain the calmest.
Uh-huh.
And then it becomes a psychological warfare of, who can remain the calmest. And then you say things like, "Mate, I'm just trying to, do what's best for the group. I'm just trying to..." and then someone will crack.
It has been today. It's been a very good brotherly day. We're very happy.
We're
going to see each other here.
Right now, we're going to have a big cheers. And it's good to be in Townsville. And thank you. And next time we do this backstage, I'll let all you boys know an interview's happening.
I was about to call some sort of security.
Thank you.
Well,
cheers, everyone.
Cheers. Townsville.
Despite the fact you had no prep time at all, I think that's a bloody good question.
Look, it was, I think so too. And I was very surprised when I came in. they were obviously surprised to see me too, because I think like Matt had cleared it with Tom, like one of the main guys.
Yeah.
But the rest of the crew had no idea that I was going to be there, so they were shocked to see
me. Good start.
I was shocked to see them, and then they made me do a fireball shot, which I was pretty happy about, honestly. But
god awful stuff. All right, so that we're not even through Friday night yet.
That's Friday night.
Let's move into the Saturday.
Friday night. We're going into Saturday now. We got on the Magnetic Island ferry at about 11 o'clock on Saturday, running for the ferry as usual. We're always late. And we spent the afternoon over at Horseshoe Bay having a few beers and chilling out. And I got a little bit of audio. This is my sister's birthday, her 26th birthday, we were there for. And I got a little bit of audio on the way back on the bus.
This is Lambo Live on the.
Sorry, I love bus. How everything is introed, by the way. This is Lambo Live. Live.
This is Lambo Live on the bus at Horseshoe Bay Magnetic Island.
Archie Milligan, have you had a nice day at Horseshoe Bay celebrating my sister's? How old is she?
Wait, like, I thought it was Jessie's
she's
birthday.
Old. Oh, sorry, no, it is Jessie's birthday.
It is. Look, Beck, it is your sister's birthday. Her boyfriend Jesse has hijacked her birthday by wearing a shirt all day today that says it's my birthday. Thoughts on Horseshoe Bay? Not my first time here. It's round number two for Horseshoe for me. North Queensland providing as per usual. What an absolute stunner. And that, not just talking about all the fabulous European tourists.
I'm surprised you're not slurring there more, because I know a Lambo birthday is quite the affair.
It's quite the celebration. But yeah, it was pretty funny. My sister's boyfriend wearing that t-shirt that says it's my birthday. So he was going around and everyone's like,
on there?
Oh, happy birthday to him. And he's, oh yeah, no thanks.
I'll take that.
It's fun. Yeah.
Thank you.
And that kind of, that little trip ventured into, we went back to our place and we had a barbecue, which means more beers. And somehow me, Archie, and my, I don't know how this has happened, we ended up on Flinders Street till 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my God.
I managed to split off at 3 o'clock after lockout. I was like, I'm going home. But that's when Archie Milligan took over for me. Him and my brother went on a little solo adventure till all hours of the morning. I don't think they got home till about 8 o'clock in the morning.
All right.
But they went for a little trip.
You're making me tired just thinking about
this
it.
Last one.
So this is from Sunday?
I guess it's Sunday morning now, yeah.
Oh my God.
G'day team, it's Archie from the newsroom here. I'm just taking over from Beck because I think my night has probably ended up slightly different to hers. Me and Beck's brother Alex met a group of people. We went to the casino, and now it's now 5:09 in the morning.
Oh my God!
And Alex has taken a dip off the Strand. He's in his Dax. He's still, Alex, you're right, mate.
Yeah, all good, mate. Don't worry about it.
He says, don't worry about it. We've seen multiple people running down the Strand at as earliest as 4:30 this morning. They're starting their Sunday. We're still finishing our Saturday night.
I think they went to the sea bar for breakfast after that. Rolled straight
hangover
in.
Hangover breakfast, yeah. Can I just remind everyone that the two main individuals here we're talking about are Lambo and Archie Milligan in the Triple M newsroom. Beck, Lambert, tasked with producing the number one breakfast show in North Queensland. Yeah. And Archie Milligan, I would argue the even more arduous task, a more important task, of bringing you the news.
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
That's a responsible.
Like 24 hours ago, he was still out.
Yep. He still knows how to deliver news. It's okay.
Another Lambo Live.
Yeah.
You're on Triple M. Big weekend on the rods all over Townsville with the Townsville Game Fishing Club Ladies Day happening. Obviously, you weren't part of Ladies Day, Felty, but did you get on the rods?
Yeah, I do. Got a little beach hut, but don't have a boat. So the father-in-law has a boat, so I'm pretty lucky. That's probably the only reason I like him.
Yeah, suck up the father-in-law. I like it. Renee from the Townsville Game Fishing Club is on the phone right now. Welcome back, Renee. How did Ladies Day go across the weekend?
Yeah, thank you. It was a big weekend. But yeah, very successful, and yeah, a lot of lady anglers out there had a good weekend, so really, really good.
Renee, did we slip, slop, slap out on the water there? I know it gets a bit hot out there and the sun, the glare off the water, but no, safety first, obviously. Did you slip, slop, slap?
100% long sleeve shirt at sunnies and plenty of sunscreen.
Beautiful. How did the competition go? Did we, you know, any big ones caught?
Yeah, actually there was one boat did tag and release 150-pound black marlin. So that was really, really good. A little bit out of season for that size fish. But luckily it was an experienced crew, and yeah, it was really, really good to see and hear.
Did they get photos with that one? And
yes.
Yep. Yep. So did the person that catch it obviously get all the crew in there just to get a photo? Because I know if I was in the boat, I would have got a photo and claimed that I caught it.
Yeah, well, that one there, because the fish was with the tag and release, it's just released alongside the boat. So plenty of video and footage of the fish jumping at the back of the boat.
Awesome.
But yeah, the fish wasn't brought in for a photo.
Any other highlights from the weekend, Renee?
Heaps of mackerel caught. Some nice Spanish mackerel weighed in at the weigh-in yesterday. Tunas, queenfish. So yeah, it was a good haul.
Was there many blokes that go out with you, or was it just all ladies?
All lady anglers, but most of the boats, or all the boats, sorry, would have had a male skipper and a couple of male deckies.
So they were just there to bait the hook and give you cheese and wine, I'm assuming.
That's it. Just wait on us all day.
That sounds like a great day for you ladies on the water.
100%. That's what it's all about.
Good on you, Renee. If people want to see the evidence of the day, the photos and stuff like that, are they up online on social media or?
Yeah, on our socials as well. And yeah, this year we had a charity that we supported as well. So all the teams bought in goods to donate to Townsville Foster Rehoming Animals. So there was over 100 kilos of dog food, blankets, all that sort of stuff donated, plus a $1,400 check.
Jeez, so, isn't that good? 100 kilos?
Yeah. Yep.
That's
yep.
more than
so
you weigh, Felty.
For them.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Renee, that is just so fantastic. You can sign Kyle and I up as chief hook baiter next year. Thanks for the rundown, Renee, from the Townsville Game Fishing Club.
100%. No worries. Thanks, guys. It's Triple M Breakfast.